Yeah, I always joke with my cousins that if they ever make fun of Michigan, I always say, well, at least here the rivers don't catch fire like the Ohio River did. My family told me that Lake Erie used to be red in the 60s, and I'm like, well, lakes aren't supposed to be red either, so I can poke a little fun at them for environmental things like that.
Zug Island. they had a huge gray iron plant down there. They made petroleum coke out of the coal. And that Zug Island, matter of fact, there's a band called that. My buddy started, he's the producer for ICB, and he started a band called Zug Island, which is a sister band to the Clown Posse. Anyways, they used to have a park thing you could go to down there called Boblo. We'd catch them boats, but I think... I think they had two shuttle boats. Both of them are gone. I think one of them might have burned up even. But they were big boats, and they would go out there. It used to be pretty cool to go down there. Ward, speaking of, sits on the Lapeer Group, a friend of mine, he's a photographer, and that guy does some great photography of that area down there. And he grew up in that era, so he knows what went on. So he knows where to go to catch some of those images, and it's incredible what that guy does.
Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool, yeah. I mean, I eventually want to make it to Put-In Bay. I've never been there, but they said it's cleaned up and it looks a lot better, and the images look really cool. I've never been.
I'll eat fish out of that whole area over there. I fish for walleye, but it's been a long time since I've done it. But yeah, the river itself took a beating. Algae blooms and all that crap, and God only knows what metals lay in the bottom of there from the foundry stuff. And, the government didn't back up anything. They just dismantled it. And like I said, a lot of the foundries went to Canada, and you could still get decent steel for a while there, and then some of that Russian stuff. And I'll tell you what, you get a load of rebar from China, you can just drop that rebar. You can't even bend it. Just drop it and it shatters some of it.